Uncensored.
Various times last year, for various reasons, there was a question on who should be the starting quarterback on this football team. In your opinion and your experience, how important is it to
know? Jameis. It's James.
Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. At Buffalo Wild Wings, during game day, they have their $5 game day menus. $5 game day pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, and Coors Light. $5 select cocktails, $5 burgers and brats. It's the $5 game day menu. It's at Buffalo Wild Wings, the best place to go for the NFL playoffs. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. At Mastro Subaru, you know, I've been telling you for a long time, Pete and Steve at Mastro Subaru, they are Bucks fans just like each and every one of you. And not only Bucks fans, they are members of the Bucks Mob. If you're a Mob member and you want a discount on a new or pre-owned vehicle, you go to Mastro Subaru, you tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob, you get a discount just for being a member. That's it. That's all you got to tell them. Go to Mastro Subaru in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Check out their entire inventory at MastroSubaru.com.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I'm not about building, I'm about reloading.
Butts Uncensored! Butts Uncensored!
As far as goals go, we have one, putting a fucking ring on her finger.
He said, "Coach, how's it feel to be the coolest coach in the NFL?" I said, "Just being me."
This is Bucks Uncensored as we enter Gasparilla Week.
Yeah.
I'm a huge, huge fan of Gasparilla. Gasparilla is such a Tampa Bay iconic event. Tremendous time. And I'm real big into the community and whatnot. So anytime an event like this brings so many people together, it's just amazing. Was able to attend the children's parade this past Saturday and looking forward to the parade this weekend. So if you are ever planning to come to Tampa for something other than the Buccaneers, I would very much recommend Gasparilla Weekend as a target for you. Just got done watching the Saints lose in the NFC Championship game. I'll admit, I was kind of hoping they'd win. What? How could you? Well, I mean, if SEC, no, I'm just kidding. I was actually rooting for the Saints to win because I wanted them to kind of win it all and then for Breeze to retire. So, listen, everything when it comes to football relates back to the Bucks. I mean, I don't give a shit. I'm going to watch some good games, but in the end, I care about my team winning. So do you. Big meeting, if you are listening to this, either I've already met or am about to meet. Big meeting, massive meeting, a lot of people about the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party, which will be coming up at the end of April. I have already gotten people texting me or tweeting me. I'm not texting, tweeting pictures of their flight tickets. So people are already planning on making their way down. We will start compiling the list of states and countries probably as we go through. But April 25th and 26th, two-night event for the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. And you saw the growth from 2017 to 18. I can only imagine how insane this year is going to be. And the reason it's going to be so insane is because there is so much energy flowing throughout our fan base right now. We can all feel it. We are all coming together again. I can't wait till the start of this season, but also at the same moment or the same breath, I can wait. Super excited to see what transpires in the Senior Bowl, then in the Combine, seeing Bruce Arians and the Bucs coaching staff getting recognition, going into free agency and then the draft before us leading the way with a massive training camp takeover this year to welcome in from a fan perspective. Like our first opportunity for the fans to come together and to have a massive welcoming for Bruce Arians. That's what the takeover is going to be all about this year. It's always been about the fans and team uniting together. I feel we're going to have that more this year than we ever have had it before. And the reason is, I really feel, for the first time in a long time, that the Buccaneers coaching staff might have numerous individuals, but they are all working as one. As one. And after hearing Todd Bowles and Byron Leftwich in their press conferences, after what Bruce Arians has to say, it is one collective voice with one collective goal and plan. Putting a fucking ring on her finger. That's it. You know, Byron Leftwich gets up there, and you sure as hell know the evil Bucs media is going to be throwing him questions, trying to get him to say something negative about Jameis Winston, and all he did was heap praise on Jameis Winston. You heard him there. Somebody tried to ask him about it. Some people didn't think Jameis should be the starter. Doesn't matter what other people think. Matters what we think. And he cut him off. Jameis. It's Jameis. Stop. We're not having this back and forth. Bruce Arians said it best. When you have questions about the quarterback, you're in deep shit. You need to ride with a guy. Okay? Part of Dirk Cutter's downfall. It wasn't the main part. Okay, Dirk Cutter didn't get fired over what transpired with Jameis Winston just this year. Okay, I think the roots were kind of, or the seeds were placed far before that. It just all became very ugly this past year. Jameis Winston, and Byron Leftwich said it, has done more by the time he's turned 25, it has been not done more, but has been in more situations. We always hear about situational football. Your 25-year-old quarterback has been in more situations than most quarterbacks when they reach 25 years old, especially in the NFL, because he came into the league as such a young player. You could see Jameis play another 10, 12 years. And then if he does play another 10, 12 years, you look to the first four and be like, what a waste of time we were arguing over something like that. The coaching staff anticipates getting the most out of Jameis Winston and having him lead this team to the ultimate success. And if they believe that, I'm riding with it. I'm riding with it until I'm proven wrong or until they're proven wrong. I believe Jameis Winston is a quarterback that plays off of his confidence, and I believe the previous coaching staff, from the moment he was drafted, never did their part in building up his confidence. Say what you want, okay? You guys that are just so masculine, but when you're 21, 22, 23 years old, and you're in a pressure-packed position, some say, maybe it is the most difficult position to play in all sports. You need to have a coach that not only has your back, but knows a way to build your confidence through play calling, through coaching, through practice. And I feel the previous coaching staff did their part in breaking down Jameis Winston's confidence. It is so apparent to me that this current coaching staff will do everything in their power to build up his confidence. Jameis Winston had the best confidence of his football life probably when he was playing for Jimbo Fisher at Florida State. When he won the Heisman, when he won the national championship. He is a confident player. He needs to have that confidence. And he needs to have a coach that believes in him. Because if your coach doesn't believe in you, you're already behind the eight ball. You're already in a ditch trying to crawl your way out before you could even get to the surface and understand what's even going on around you. That is exciting to me. This coaching staff is going to come in and they are going to make changes. You heard my podcast last week talk about if you're going to make bold moves, now's the time to do it. With all the positivity flowing around this team, now all of a sudden we had a report come out from both Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter that Kareem Hunt will be suspended part of the 2019 season, but he will have a chance to come back and play in 2019, and that not a couple, not a few, several teams have kept a track on him. I'm not asking you whether or not you'd be okay with it. I'm not even answering whether or not I'd be okay with it. I'm just telling you the fact that if you're the Buccaneers and you are in need of a running back and you've got a talented player like that out there, whether we agree to it or not, if there's ever a time for a franchise to take a chance on a guy, and franchises take chances on guys all the time. We know this, right? The Bucs aren't like excluded from this. Right, Tyreek Hill he's been put on this pedestal and he did some horrific things, allegedly. Okay? Bad. But people get second chances. And as I've talked about on this podcast, Bruce Arians was kicked out of high school. Okay? He relates to these type of guys. He believes that players deserve second chances. Now, I'm not saying that the Bucs are or are not going to sign Kareem Hunt. That's just an example of a player that they could go out and get, and I think they could weather any sort of PR storm that might come with it because, listen, you sign him to a contract, he does anything wrong, Bruce Arians gets rid of him. That's how he operates. That's how he operates. But Jameis Winston, having that confidence and having the belief in his coaching staff in him, I think we are going to see a more consistent Jameis Winston. I think we're going to see a Jameis Winston like we saw in the last seven games of this past season. Can you think about how well he played over those last seven games? They were already out of it by the time he got back into the season, right? And he's starting again. They were already out of it. But he played statistically with the eye, you know, just watching him, but also in all around, Jameis Winston was damn good over the last 7 weeks. But during his early part of his career, he's been inconsistent. I believe with a consistent message from Arians to Clyde Christensen to Byron Leftwich, and the belief each one of those three coaches has in Jameis Winston is going to make Jameis Winston a more consistent quarterback. And instead of Jameis Winston having to coach himself, which is what he had to do last year, because his coaches had turned their backs on him, Jameis Winston will now have some of the best coaching he's ever had in his life on a day-to-day basis. Yeah, I mean, make or break season, yeah. But I'm leaning towards he's going to make it. We've seen enough flashes from Jameis Winston to believe that if he had better coaches, which he does now, he will become more consistent and he will be the quarterback that takes us back to the playoffs. We need it. I need it. You need it. And we are going to come together as a fan base, just like we did before. But this time, the team is going to meet us in the middle, and this whole fucking city is going to explode in excitement. And I will be happy to stand along the front lines with all of you to watch it all unfold and to take it all in and to finally bury the last 12 years deep within the fucking earth. Because we can finally feel what it feels like for all these other fans that have their teams playing in January. We will return to the postseason. We as fans. I talk about players on this podcast only because the players are a key part as to whether or not we're going to win. I keep my personal feelings aside, and I'm going to tell you my thoughts on, you know, Jameis Winston, when he does good, when he does bad. Mike Evans, when he does good, when he does bad. Pierre Paul, Quan Alexander. I mean, I think that I have a proven track record for a long period of time, especially on this podcast, that I don't really care who the player is. If you do shitty, I'm going to say you did shitty. If you do well, I'm going to say you did well. Because all in all, the only thing I care about is winning. And I hope that's the thing the players care about. I hope that's the thing the coaches care about. And I know that's what all of you care about. Which baffles me because so many people are acting as if Gerald McCoy is being, what, I mean, taken out to pasture? You know, line him out, line him up and shoot him? You know, hang him on a cross? I mean, what in the fuck is happening here? You know, people think I have a personal vendetta against Gerald McCoy. I don't. I just realized a long time ago he wasn't the elite dynamic player that takes over games like some other people thought he was. Good player. Good role player with an elite quickness, but never a player that dominated a game. Never a player that you just said, Gerald McCoy was the reason the Bucks won that game today. I don't know if that phrase has ever uttered out of the mouth of any analyst or anyone that has watched a full Bucks game before. It's not a bad thing. You don't say that about many players. It's just a difference of where Gerald McCoy has been put on this pedestal and where he actually is as a player. And so when you get a defensive lineman over the age of 30, making over $13 million a year, knowing that the first, what is the first motherfucking thing that goes for football players as they get older? It's not strength. It's not knowledge. It's not technique. It's quickness. Quickness is the first thing to go. Gerald McCoy, over 30, $13 million a year, and his elite strength, you could make an argument, his only strength. I wouldn't say that he leans on his power or his technique or his knowledge. It's the elite get-off he has. When that goes, Gerald McCoy will become a mediocre average player, and he might retire quickly. Because without the elite quickness, he's pretty much just taking up space. And it's not a good space eater. It is a single-blocked, likely getting pushed off the ball space eater, which is not really a space eater at all. And so for all of these assumptions that McCoy's, I don't even think they're assumptions. I think it's common sense. $13 million, over 30. His strength is quickness. Yeah, we're going to have to maybe look in another direction. And I don't give a fuck if they're playing 4-3, 3-4, 52, 46, bear, nickel, dime, fucking prevent. I don't give a fuck. Scheme is not the reason the Bucks are going to get rid of Gerald McCoy. All the other factors I just mentioned are the reasons they should get rid of Gerald McCoy. Take your personal feelings, shove them aside for a moment, and think of the ultimate goal. Think of the ultimate goal. And I really have tried. To keep any personal feelings out of it. But I will share one story because when Gerald McCoy was in his first 2-3 years, I was very heavily involved in going into the locker room when I was working with the local sports station in town. But I was in the locker room. I'd go and interview players, and I was part of the Buccaneers radio network, and I talked to different players all the time, and it was awesome. It was exciting. I was so excited. I was young, and you know, it was so cool to talk to all these Bucs players. But it was Raheem Morris's second, or the year he went 10 straight losses. Gerald McCoy was a young player. I just remember Gerald McCoy had talked to some media members, and then afterwards, he was asking them questions relating to TV and to radio, and that, you know, he liked playing football, but, you know, he really wants to build his brand, and, you know, he really wants to blah, blah, blah. And I just, I don't know, it rubbed me a little bit the wrong way that he really, it just came across that he didn't love football and that he really just wanted to build up this brand, his brand of himself. And so then I just observe, and he, no matter what was going on, and people say, well, Gerald McCoy always talked to the media. Well, he would walk in and throw his arms up and be like, hey, come and talk to me. And it was apparent to me at the time that he was just trying to be, hey, listen, from somebody who likes to be the center of attention, he wanted to be the center of attention. That was his main purpose. That was his main goal. His main goal wasn't to win. At least it didn't come across that way to me. It was to always talk to the media, always have his name out there. And now, when the time has come to where it's pretty apparent the Bucs are going to move on from him, Gerald McCoy has his little emotional whatever speech after the last game. Then, of course, Jason Light would not commit to Gerald McCoy. Bruce Arians would not commit to Gerald McCoy. Then Gerald McCoy goes on Twitter and tweets out 2 days ago, a lot of people resist transition and therefore never allow themselves to enjoy who they are. Embrace the change, no matter what it is. Once you do, you can learn about the new world you're in and take advantage of it. Obviously, foreshadowing to his own personal change of likely going to another team. It's my guess. Then he tweets out yesterday, or 2 days ago. So that was 3 days ago, 2 days ago. He tweets out 4-3, 3-4, 5-2, nose guard, 3 technique, defensive end, doesn't matter. Either you can play football or you can't, period. Okay. I just had a funny feeling that one day, listen, every fucking player, there are so few players in the NFL that start and end with the same team. So I just, listen, well, if you like Gerald McCoy, that's fine. But let's just cut the bullshit that he has to retire a Buccaneer. That doesn't happen in the NFL anymore. Terrell Suggs should retire a Raven. He's going to hit free agency this year. Period. He's going to hit free agency this year. I mean, I think you look across the NFL year after year and you see these type of players that have played a majority of their career with one team. And there comes a time when you have to make a tough decision. And you have to ask yourself, if you're the organization, what is our fucking ultimate goal here? Is it fucking, oh, we just want everyone to be happy. He deserves to retire a Buck, so we're just going to keep paying him, and we're not going to try and get better, and we're not going to try and replace anyone. We're just going to sign everyone to 15-year contracts, and everyone gets to retire a Buck. It's not about feelings, okay? It's about results, and it's about one thing, putting a motherfucking ring on our finger. So sorry if I'm not going to make Gerald McCoy out to be a martyr, because he's going to end up doing and going through what 95% of other NFL players have to go through. Okay? Yeah. Warren Sapp played for another team. John Lynch played for another team. Okay, those are two of the four defenders that created the dynasty here. Think about that. That's just here. So sorry, Gerald McCoy, if you're not going to be a part of this team, okay. See ya. Yeah, you know, if he does well, great. If he doesn't, I don't give a shit. I care about my team. And if you start to think about defensively how this team is put together, can they use that $13.5 million on somebody else? Well, when you start to look at some of the free agents that are out there this year, especially on defense, yeah, I wouldn't mind spending it on a defensive end, build some depth there. Defensive tackle and end are both loaded in this draft. Maybe you spend it on a veteran corner, a veteran safety. I'd love to get more experience in the secondary. I'd love to get a little more youth along the defensive line. I'm not the only one. I say I, but I know many, many of you have felt the same way. And maybe it was after Raheem, maybe it was after Shiano, maybe it was after Lovey, or maybe it was even during Dirk. But somebody needed to come in with a true football eye and a true football pedigree and motherfucking rings all over his fingers to look at this fucking roster and start cutting the dead weight. It's not about feelings. It's about results. It's not about how somebody, you know, are you happy or sad? No, it's about wins. Because you want to know what? It's not fun unless you win. And you're not winning unless you do the right thing with your roster and your coaching staff. And for the first time in 10 plus years, I feel like this organization is doing the right thing with their coaching staff. And I just have a gut feeling they are going to do the right thing with the roster in getting rid of the right players and bringing in the right players to turn this thing around quickly. The Bucks are far more talented than many people believe around the country. And in NFL circles, people know the Bucks could be a sleeping giant. They needed the right coach. They needed the right eye to look at the roster. And they needed the right team of front office and coaching staff to make those bold moves, those tough decisions, to do what's right for the organization, to win games, return to the playoffs, and give us another shot at a Super Bowl. Because we have one fucking goal. For the team, for the fans, for this city. Putting a fucking ring on this thing.
The Bucks Uncensored. If you're listening, whoa. Sing it back, whoa.
Strap on and gather on, wise. Strap on and gather on, wise. Whoa, whoa. I've got an hour to find. An hour to find. This is Bucks Uncensored. I'm Justin Pulaski. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode and for subscribing to Bucks Uncensored, available on iTunes, Podcast Addict, Podbean, Google Play, and of course at JoeBucksFan.com. JoeBucksFan.com. We love those guys doing an amazing job there on their site, and we appreciate all of you that go to their site and that download and subscribe to this podcast. It's up to you. Word of mouth. Get it out there and let Bucks fans know where they can all come together for a like cause. Right here, okay? It's not about who's smarter than who. It's not about whose opinion is right. It's about the Bucks winning, period. When they're not, we're all pissed. When they are, we're all happy. It's that simple. This is the portion of Bucks Uncensored where we hear from Bucks fans. We open it up to you. It's very simple. We call these Bucks Takes. You record your voice on your phone. Email it. You do it right on your phone, voice memo. You stop. You email it to me. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. You can join the podcast. Much like my buddy, Stank Bastard, who, by the way, was part of my first ever fantasy football challenge when I had a Saturday show for 620 back in 2004 or 5, I don't know. The draft we did, there was like 12 people there. It was 12-team draft. That's the only people that showed up. And that draft took about 5 or 6 hours. We were at Gators on the pass. We were it was fun. We had a great time. Stank Bastard was there. What up, Adam?
Kamish, what's the deal? It's your boy Stank Bastard. It's been a while. Haven't had a whole lot to be excited about. But things are fucking changing here in Tampa, baby. Bruce Arians is in the building, along with his all-star staff. I can't fucking wait. Draft season's approaching. Really the best time of year as a Bucks fan's draft season. We all know that. I mean, wait till next year has been our mantra forever. But hopefully that shit changes now. But draft party, this will be my third year, three-year vet. Obviously, from the beginning, always here to support you. Always here to support the Bucks fans. Can't wait. Listen, if you've never been, get your ass to the draft party. That's all I'm saying. Love you, Kamish. Love you, Bucks mob. Later.
Man, love that guy, man. Adam was there, too, at the Gasparilla Children's Parade. My daughter up with a stamp and then gave her this huge bead. She was so pumped up, man. Awesome. Thank you, Adam. Thanks to Jason Light throwing me a shirt from the Bucks float. And it was a great time during the kids' parade, and really looking forward to the adults' parade, the day parade coming up this week. Jose is up with us, his first ever Bucks take. Hello, Jose.
Kamish, what's going on? It's your boy Jose, aka Big Panama, representing the Tri-State Buckaholics up here in New York City. I want to say real quick, yo, big up my man Javier down in Panama City, Panama. Represent Panamanians everywhere, Bucks fans down there in Panama. I see you, baby. I wanted to say real quick, I'm excited about Bruce Arians. He's going to do wonders for my man, Jameis Winston. Bucko Bruce, his Kango is looking swaggy. You know, he's going to be up there, and he's going to have this offense pumping. I mean, pumping. I mean, those cannons are going to be going off, and Todd Bowles is going to be shutting down offenses left and right with those multiple fronts and blitzing. You know, I can't wait for the type of team this is going to be in 2019. I'm really excited, and just know that there's fans up here, too, in the cold weather, waiting for the Bucks to just set it off, you know, give us something to look forward to, all right? So I just wanted to say what's up, and go Bucks, baby. Bucks mob, I see you.
Bucks mob, man. We got that mob mentality. It is about, listen, when you think about a mob, man, they come together for one like cause. That's a mob, okay? Our cause, the Bucks winning. And we are stronger together in numbers. So whether you are up in the tri-state area or out in California or up in North Dakota, we'll hear from Aaron in a moment, or you're down in Panama City, Panama, or across the, you know, over there with Dave from Belfast, you know how he feels about peppers, you know. But it doesn't matter. We're all Bucks fans. We are all united as one. And what brings us together are podcasts like this one. Websites like joebucksfan.com, social media. Stop fighting against each other. Start fighting with each other against the people who deserve to be fought against. That's what the mob mentality is all about. That's what the Bucks mob is all about. Believe in it and live it. Let's go to Tori, who's up with us. What up, Tori?
What's up, Bucks mob? Had to play the little intro, you know, thinking about my mob mentality, you know. But anyway, back to it. This is Tori from Bradenton. What's up, Justin? What's up, Bucks mob? But listen, I just read something about Bruce Arians saying that he think that Byron Leftwich is head coach material. And I was just thinking, just a thought. I just want to put it out there and see if anybody think that Arians will be grooming him to be the successor? Because you know he ain't going to be there forever. I know he ain't going to be there forever. But I'm just saying, maybe he trying to put that bug in the Glazers' ear and say, hey, this gonna be your guy when I'm done. So I just wanted to put that out there. See if anybody was thinking about that, if anybody was feeling that. But anyway, hit me back, let me know. And stay up, Bucks Mob.
I'm okay with that. Like that. There's a little got that mob like theme. Okay. I'm feeling you, Tori. And yeah, I do feel like I mean, Byron Leftwich even said, I mean, everyone wants to be a head coach eventually. You just think the natural progression would be if he is a young, up-and-coming offensive mind, and those are the hot commodity these days. You just hope that another team doesn't swoop in and get him. And if that is, man, if that's the long-term plan and they've already thought about it, kudos to the Bucks, kudos to Bruce Arians and everything for planning all that out. I don't want to see Bruce Arians leave. I'd like to not see him retire either. I mean, if he in 2 years, if he's like, you know, I'm going to pass it off to Byron Leftwich, I hope the Bucks do what they can to keep him in the organization. A president-type role, somebody just overseeing things, I would not be opposed to that. And knowing the blood that runs through the veins of Bruce Arians, football is a big part of his life. I think just sitting at home or going on TV, I don't think it's enough for him. I think he would actually like a role in an organization like that after his coaching days are done. Just throwing it out there. I said we'd hear from Aaron, and thus we hear from Aaron.
Hello, Justin and Buck Nation. This is Aaron in North Dakota. Obviously, a new day has dawned with the Bruce Arians era, and my God, how do you not get fucking pumped for this guy? Every single thing he said in that presser is just the absolute opposite of what Dirk Cutter and his coaching staff represented and what they did. This team was severely lacking the leadership from the coaching staff in the worst way possible, and now we finally have a group of a semblance of teachers that are going to coach these guys the right way and again develop them the right way. Not going to force them into situations or schemes or assignments that they're not good at or that don't fit their talents. As Arian said, the scheme is the players. And now I can't wait for Arians to get his hands on Winston and to finally make him the quarterback we all knew he can be. He's not the fucking quarterback whisperer for nothing. Obviously, there's a lot of talk about the upcoming draft party, and unfortunately, I won't be able to make it this year. I was able to fortunately make it the last 2 years and had a hell of a time in the process with all of you. I have to save money for my upcoming wedding in September, and we're actually looking into making a family trip from North Dakota down to Tampa for a possible game with the Colts for this next season. So, gotta save, baby. Anyways, I can't wait to see what this team will look like now when we have both the coaches in the front office connected as one instead of disconnected. And I'll end it like this. Let's go Bucks, hashtag end the drought.
Whew, there's so many hashtags we can use, but end the drought's a good one. We just won't be able to make that one come to fruition for about a year. Well, less than a year, hopefully. We go to Cali. Jeremy is there. Hello, Jeremy.
Kamish, Bucks Mob, what's up? It's Jeremy and Cali. Been a while since I called in. Just, you know, been excited about this Bruce Arians hire, man. You know, he had to be the best coaching candidate out there. He didn't get fired. He didn't get let go. He didn't, you know, just not know where his job was anymore. He didn't show up to his presser with crazy eyes. You know, I mean, this guy basically retired. Retired from football, thought he was done, sat out a year, and instead he wanted to go back to work. And instead of going to Walmart and becoming a greeter, he decided to get back into football because that's what he knew best. And where did he land? But the Buccaneers, baby. He's going to take us to a Super Bowl, take us to the promised land. Anyway, dude, he's coming in here. The best thing I heard was he doesn't want to reorganize. He doesn't want to rebuild. He wants to reload, which I love to hear that, man. And he's coming in here. He's got rings. He's got He's got these staff he's bringing in, a bunch of old players. He's gonna basically analyze every player on the team, you know, and that's what we need. That's what we've been talking about since this Bucks mob, stick carriers, anything. You started this podcast, Justin. We're ready to blow up the team 3 years ago. It was, you know, I had to bring somebody in here who had clout, and now we got it. The other thing I want to say is recently a friend and I were talking. The whole thing is basically players are not necessarily the team. When we're rooting for something, we are rooting for jerseys, basically, is what it comes down to. We're rooting for colors. We're rooting for the words Buccaneers. Players come, players go. Now, hopefully, man, you know, they stay here for a while. We root for good players. But ultimately, when you're rooting for the team, you're rooting for a bunch of colors. You're rooting for a bunch of clothing. So what it is we are the team. The Bucks mob is the team. The fans are the team. Because we're not getting paid to wear the jerseys. In fact, we pay to wear the jerseys. We pay for these colors. We pay for these words on our backs. The fans are the team. We are the Buccaneers. We are Bucks mob, baby. Go Bucks! No risk it! No motherfucking biscuit! Nailed it.
You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right there, Jeremy. Jeremy, would you start making some plans? Take that PTO, get down here for the draft party, and not have to fly in and fly out same day? God, that was insane. Insane. I can't believe you did that, man. I'd love to hang out with you some more. And if I make it out to Cali, which... I don't know how far Arizona, is it Scottsdale where I'm going or Glendale? I'm going out to Arizona for business. I don't know how far that is from Eric and you and all the guys out there in Southern California, but if we can make it happen, we can make it happen. If not, we'll try again soon, I'm sure. Thank you to you. Thank you to everyone listening to this podcast. Back on Wednesday with another one. This is a very busy time of year for me. Traveled last week, traveling again this week, and then traveling again the next week. So a lot of travel for me in the first half of the year. I oversee the entire Southeast for a pretty big company. So this is when my travel is. But don't you worry. I will be in Tampa for the draft party, and you won't miss any Bucks Uncensored because I just need my little laptop and a mic, and I can get it done. So thank you to each and every one of you for listening to this podcast. Thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings. Again, as I said earlier in the episode, the podcast, but if you stuck around to the end, yes, by the time you're listening to this, I will have already had a very detailed meeting with pretty important people, very important people, to not only discuss logistics, but, you know, all the fine details of the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party, which will be held at a very familiar spot. I think it's important to start building some of that familiarity, and thus we will be back at the Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa, April 25th and 26th. Thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings for being a great partner of ours, embracing the mob, being a part of the mob, and letting the mob create a mob scene at their location, April 25th and 26th. So back at the South Tampa Buffalo Wild Wings, we'll work on seeing if we can get some discounted hotel rates. If you know of a hotel in the area that wouldn't mind selling out about, I think we sold out 30 rooms last year, and there were still more. So if you know of anyone that's running a hotel locally that can get their rates down around, at least around $100 a night, maybe even lower, to guarantee that many rooms being sold out, please, bucksuncensored@gmail.com, at Commish Online on Twitter. You can direct message me on Facebook, or you can check me out on Instagram, at Commish Online. I want to hear from you. I want to set our Bucks fans that are coming in from out of town, or even locally that just want a good hotel to stay at with all the other Bucks fans. I want to create a centralized hub for us for that entire weekend. So reach out to me, let me know, and we'll be able to set something up with you as the official hotel of the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. That's it for this one. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. Looking forward to the details with them. And as we get more and more details, we'll share them with you. But that is where the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party will be. I don't think it's any surprise to anyone. Thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks to Master of Subaru, Pete and Steve. Amazing guys. Two locations, one in Orlando, one right here in Tampa. They serve all the Bucks mob throughout the I-4 corridor. And they are the dealership giving discounts on new and pre-owned vehicles for just being a member of the Bucks mob as well. Check them out and go and get that discount. Give them a test drive and just see what they can do for you there. Thanks to Christian at Headlines Barbershop. God, man, I'm looking so right these days. I've been told I'm not allowed to say that I feel my fade, but man, sometimes I just rub my fingers across through my hair up top, a little longer on top. Got that nice short stubble on the bottom. Oh, it feels good. Yeah, Headlines Barbershop's the place you should be going. They have an app. You download their app. You can find the location nearest you, and you can make an appointment. And by the way, I really, really recommend making appointments because the popularity of Headlines Barbershop is through the roof. They are all, every time I go in there, they are always packed. So make an appointment. It's very simple. You make an appointment, they'll get you right in. But a lot of people want to go in for the walk-ins. Just make an appointment. It's so easy. So do that on their app and check out Christian. So Christian Headlines Barbershop has his own line of products. So I use the clay, the Tomb 45 clay. But check out all their products, everything they have. They really market them more to barbers. But you can, I mean, if that's what barbers are using, you know, that's an opportunity for you to go in and get what barbers are using at a very affordable price. So tomb45.com, tomb, T-O-M-B, 45.com, before, it's drinkbefore.com, what you drink before you drink. And that's it, man. Really, really excited about what's to come over the next few months. And we're back on Wednesday with another podcast. And man, just really, really excited about what the future holds. So we've got the Senior Bowl going on this week. I'll see if Luke Easterling maybe can send in an extended Bucks take for us with some of the players we should be keeping an eye on for the Senior Bowl coming up this upcoming weekend. So stay tuned for that, and stay tuned for a lot more coming from not only this podcast, but all the podcasts on the JoeBucksFan.com podcast network. Get this podcast, subscribe right now. iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean. Make sure you subscribe. This is the off season. You will not want to miss an episode. I promise you that. Thank you. Thank you to all of you for not only listening to this podcast, but for subscribing, listening to all of them, and spreading the word. It's not about just this podcast. It's about Bucks fans coming together, becoming that mob. Okay, a mob where we all have the same goal and the same interests. And instead of infighting, we fight together against the true opponent. Remember one thing, and maybe it's something we can all live our lives by. I know little Maya did it the other day. She wanted to take her milkshake in her car. And I said, honey, I'll let you take the milkshake in the car. However, if you spill that milkshake, no more ice cream. No more ice cream for a month. You know what she said? So I can only have Skittles? I said, no. No sweet treats for a month. No apples. No, apples are okay. They're a fruit. No green beans. What the fuck? Green beans are okay. They're not a sweet treat. They're a vegetable. And I said, you know, the one way you can 100% avoid having sweet treats taken away for an entire month, very simple. You just don't take the milkshake into the car. And she goes, I want to take the milkshake in the car. And I said, no risk it. No motherfucking biscuit. Nailed it. Hey, hey, Tampa Bay, the Buffalo Wild Wings. Hey, hey, Tampa Bay.
show.
Go Bucks.